Lesson 13. Apologies 1. Part A. Micro-listening. Numbers. Teens and tens.
Drill 1. Listen carefully and repeat the number you hear. Then underline the correct number.
1. The dress cost me £13.
2. You have to pay $19 for the night.
3. Tom was 40 minutes late for class this morning.
4. It usually takes me about 15 minutes to walk to the school.
5. Ellie lost $80 on her way home.
6. Bill is young, but he has been to 16 countries.
7. I went to the post office for 30 50-cent stamps.
8. This happened in the year 1960.
9. The Johnsons live at 1070 Fifth Avenue.
10. Her room number is 1418 Park Hotel. Drill 2. You will hear 5 sentences. Each one will be read 3 times. Listen carefully and write down what you hear.
1. He bought 19 new pencils. He bought 19 new pencils. He bought 19 new pencils.
2. It took them 50 hours to complete the task. It took them 50 hours to complete the task. It took them 50 hours to complete the task.
3. He finished the test in 70 minutes. He finished the test in 70 minutes. He finished the test in 70 minutes.
4. The man was 16 minutes late for the play. The man was 16 minutes late for the play. The man was 16 minutes late for the play.
5. I live at 1490 4th Street. I live at 1490 4th Street. I live at 1490 4th Street. Part B. Macro listening. Dialogue 1. It wasn't my mistake. Now listen to the dialogue.
Good morning, Mr. Shop. I'm awfully sorry I'm late.
You're late every morning, Miss Smith. You were late Tuesday, yesterday. Don't you have a watch?
Yes, but it wasn't my mistake. I stood in the rain for an hour this morning. I waited and waited for a bus. And then, when one came, it was full.
How about yesterday and the day before yesterday?
Well, I came by taxi yesterday and...
And you were still late. And Tuesday?
Tuesday, I went to see the doctor, and I waited for my turn for about 2 hours. It was terrible.
And tomorrow, Miss Smith?
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
Good morning, Mr. Sharp. I'm awfully sorry I'm late.
You're late every morning, Miss Smith. You were late Tuesday, yesterday. Don't you have a watch?
Yes, but it wasn't my mistake. I stood in the rain for an hour this morning. I waited and waited for a bus. And then, when one came, it was full.
How about yesterday and the day before yesterday?
Well, I came by taxi yesterday and...
And you were still late. And Tuesday?
Tuesday, I went to see the doctor, and I waited for my turn for about 2 hours. It was terrible.
And tomorrow, Miss Smith?
Question number 1. When did the conversation most likely take place?
Question number 2. How many times was Miss Smith late during that week?
Question number 3. Why was Miss Smith late that morning?
Question number 4. What happened to Miss Smith Tuesday morning?
Question number 5. Which of the following best expresses the main idea of the dialogue?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and fill in the blanks with what you hear.
Good morning, Mr. Sharp. I'm awfully sorry I'm late.
You're late every morning, Miss Smith. You were late Tuesday, yesterday. Don't you have a watch?
Yes, but it wasn't my mistake. I stood in the rain for an hour this morning. I waited and waited for a bus. And then, when one came, it was full.
How about yesterday and the day before yesterday?
Well, I came by taxi yesterday and...
And you were still late. And Tuesday?
Tuesday, I went to see the doctor, and I waited for my turn for about 2 hours. It was terrible.
And tomorrow, Miss Smith?
Dialogue 2. This isn't the first time. Now listen to the dialogue.
I'm afraid I have a complaint to make.
Oh, dear. Please take a seat.
I'm sorry to say... The bill you sent me was incorrect.
Incorrect, madam? That's very strange.
Yes, I know. And what's more, this isn't the first time.
Really, madam? I find it hard to believe.
Look, it's happened 5 or 6 times in the past 3 months.
Ah. Well, I must apologize, madam. It's the new computer.
Well... Don't you think it's about time you got it working properly? It's most inconvenient.
I agree entirely. I'm awfully sorry about it. I assure you it won't happen again.
Exercise 1. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to each question you hear.
I'm afraid I have a complaint to make.
Oh, dear. Please take a seat.
I'm sorry to say the bill you sent me was incorrect.
Incorrect, madam? That's very strange.
Yes, I know. And what's more, this isn't the first time.
Really, madam? I find it hard to believe.
Look, It's happened 5 or 6 times in the past 3 months.
Ah. Well, I must apologize, madam. It's the new computer.
Well, don't you think it's about time you got it working properly? It's most inconvenient.
I agree entirely. I'm awfully sorry about it. I assure you it won't happen again.
Question number 1. What was the woman complaining about?
Question number 2. Why did the same kind of mistakes occur again and again?
Question number 3. What did the sales manager agree to do?
Question number 4. Which of the following statements is not mentioned in the dialogue?
Question number 5. What does the dialogue mainly suggest?
Exercise 2. Listen to the dialogue again and supply the missing words.
I'm afraid I have a complaint to make.
Oh dear, please take a seat.
I'm sorry to say the bill you sent me was incorrect.
Incorrect, madam? That's very strange.
Yes, I know. And what's more, this isn't the first time.
Really, madam? I find it hard to believe.
Look, it's happened 5 or 6 times in the past 3 months.
Ah. Well, I must apologize, madam. It's the new computer.
Well, don't you think it's about time you got it working properly? It's most inconvenient.
I agree entirely. I'm awfully sorry about it. I assure you it won't happen again.
This is the end of Lesson 13.